2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C., and I got a couple of guys from across the pond next to me.
I know. The British are coming, Mike. The British are coming.
They are. Careful. Again?
Deja vu. It's deja vu.
Mr. James Guild from CU Engage. James, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thank
excellent,
you.
Excellent.
Great show, as always.
I know.
In fact, I think, honestly, we were just talking, probably the best GAC for several years.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Good.
Everything's great.
Awesome,
that's
awesome.
That's perfect.
It really is. All right, we're done.
Okay, we're done.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, great show.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Mark Seawright from Seawright & Associates. How are you, sir?
Doing great,
good
Mike.
To see
always
you
a pleasure to see
well, thank
you.
Thank you. Likewise, likewise.
Yeah.
So, before we get to the topic at hand, we were just talking about the GAC. James was saying this is the best ever.
Yeah.
How was, I mean, any highlights that you
Well, I mean, for me, I mean, credit unions are doing great. I mean, one of the things, if I had to describe Mark in one word, it's strategy.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so we really feel that while everyone's doing great, now is the time to be thinking about strategy.
Absolutely.
Because when things turn, and in, I use Brian Bodell's words, winter is coming. Winter will come at some point in time. Figure out your strategy right now, because otherwise it's going to be about expense
Indeed.
Management, different things like
Indeed.
That. So, Mr. Strategy, over to you.
No, thanks, James. And I've sensed, Mike, real urgency in when I talk to CEOs about strategic growth. I think credit unions have done a great job of winning the relevance battle that you and I have talked about in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also starting to win the member experience battle, because we were behind. You know, we weren't doing as well as some of these new fintech and other companies,
right?
But strategic growth, there's a real sense of urgency.
Why?
Around
Why is there an urgency?
Growth.
Is it because?
Because to James' point, I think the credit unions are at the top of their game, for the most part. But with so much going on in the marketplace now, and consolidation effects and scale effects, CEOs are realizing they've got to make sure they've got strategic growth going on for the long term.
Is it also because of all the other choices out there as well, like the neobanks
Absolutely.
And obviously the
I think you take, and I get in trouble sometimes for saying consumers are not members, but members are consumers, right?
Sure.
So the outside pressure and what's going on is just forcing, honestly, I mean, when we kind of see what's going on in the banking world compared to the credit union world, I mean, best of breed and choice, customization to the members and personalization is so huge. And I think the credit unions are recognizing that now is the time to really move that forward.
And being an election year, all sorts of crazy things can happen as well. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Stock market yesterday, you know, you could turn on a dime, right?
You don't want to see it.
Oh, I don't? Okay.
No.
And people get jittery.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
But I heard some of the, Mike Schenck does a great job on the economy, as you know, from CUNA.
Talking to him later today.
Oh, there you go. And Mike always does such a great job. And he's relatively positive, Mike, about the...
Well,
you know, I don't think he, when I listened yesterday, he didn't think the election would be that big a deal for the economy. So we'll see, right?
Yeah, I've heard everything's going to happen. If something happens, it's going to happen after the election, like 2021, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, let's talk about the partnership.
Yes.
What's going on, guys?
Finally.
Put it here, buddy.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know, the Welsh and the English are forming an unusual alliance.
Wow.
But James has been just a dear friend, Mike, for many years, and we've known each other in different lives, so to speak, professional lives, and Jen also, his partner. And we decided that it was about time that we began to cross-refer business to each other and strategize together to get good outcomes for credit unions. So I often, as my good friend said, work strategy. And a client will say, can you do a technology search for us, or can you look at our contracts with our vendors? And Mike, I don't do that, despite my background at Fiserv, right?
Yeah.
Although you want
you could.
To.
I could have done it.
Completely.
But these guys do it incredibly well, and so it just seemed to be a great match, you know. So we're partnering.
What took you so long?
I know.
Come
me
on.
It was the Welsh.
It was the Welsh. Yeah No, we're excited. I mean, as Mark said, known Mark for a lot of years, and you know this, we're both very protective of our brands, and you know, it was something we've talked about for a few years, and then we kind of we've been dating. The Welsh and the English have been dating. We did a little bit of rugby.
We did a little trust but verify.
Yeah, trust but verify.
A little trust but verify work.
Yeah. Now I did verify and
then
trust.
Then he started to trust me.
Yeah. You don't know how funny that is, by the way. If Jen's watching right now, she is laughing. You know what else. But no, it's all about people, right? It's about people, trust, fun, and results.
So what are the benefits that credit unions are going to get out of this partnership?
Well, I think putting strategy into action, Mike. really, because I love that strategy work, but oftentimes, because I'm, you know, I'm supporting more than 70 credit unions now, you know, these guys
have
more.
Well done.
But it's been great. I've been very privileged, frankly, to build that book of business. But because of the nature of the work I do, I'm never there to finish the entire journey that the credit union goes on.
So these guys can
come in,
be the finishers,
and vice versa. So we walk in, and we love that expression, you know what you know and you don't know what you don't know. And so bringing Mark in on the front end of our clients to really help them with that journey, you know, with no matter what the product is, you know, one of the lines we love is don't convert to yourself.
Right.
I mean, so figure out what are you trying to do. If you were going to start something from scratch, build it that way. Don't just take what you've got, convert, change, whatever.
Right, right.
So,
exactly. Perfect.
So what would be a typical credit union scenario where you guys would work together? What would be a situation?
Oh, well, we've got one in play. I can't tell you the name, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Even,
big one.
Even you, my friend, I can't tell. But
they will remain anonymous.
The nameless credit union.
Yes.
The credit union must not be named. So I did strategic planning work for this credit union, and in the process realized that they needed to rethink their technology. And of course, there's an opportunity then for James and Jen and the team to come in and do that assignment, project.
Right on.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're hoping to get many more of those. And, you know, I trust him as we went through before, and he trusts me, and that's really important.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you don't partner with just anyone, right, Mike?
Right. Got that right.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like this is a really beneficial,
not only for you guys,
for the industry. I think for the industry.
Absolutely.
And did I describe that okay?
Very well.
I
mean, no, perfect. Absolutely. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's all about trust.
We still have to check with the English.
Yeah. Still trust it. Do you?
Yeah, after all these years.
Where's my wallet?
Oh. There's 55 million of them, Mike, and only 3 million of us. But we can still beat them at rugby every now and then.
Hey, you lost to the French this week.
We won't talk about
that. Oh, that's not good.
Were any other questions you had?
No, I think that's a good one right there.
Although we play this week.
We do.
Are we going to have a bet on this?
No.
Confidence. Confidence is a big part
next
of our
season.
Next
season. We're moving on. We're moving on.
Next.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really happy for you guys.
Thanks.
I mean, I think
this
is not only great for you guys, but also great for the industry, because I think it's something that's needed.
Yeah.
Thank you,
esteemed experts right here
doing
some great stuff for the industry. So well done, guys. Oh, last question. Where can folks, if they need your services, where do they go? Do they go to CU Engage?
They can go to either one of us.
Yeah.
We're both out on the web.
We actually have our booths.
Together.
We are joined together.
Really?
Yeah.
In the bathroom. Literally.
Right. Yeah, we do. Yeah, exactly.
A Jack and Jill bathroom. Yeah,
that's right. We've done it. And you know, I think for me, we're going to redefine a few things too, Mike.
Okay.
We won't get into that with you today, but we think some of the processes that have been used for many years and how you find technology partners, how you evaluate them, they could do with some upgrading.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, you guys are the ones that know about that type
of
stuff.
Well, we're going to give it a shot.
Yeah. I think you'll do fine.
Yeah.
I think you'll do all right.
And it's always a pleasure working with you.
Oh,
always.
Likewise, sir. Likewise. You guys are a lot of fun and great for the industry
as well.
Thank you.
Thank you
very
much. Appreciate it. There they are, the dynamic duo from across the pond. Go check them out.